It is almost Thanksgiving, which means the holiday shopping season is about to begin in earnest, although in truth it really already has, with commercials and sales not waiting for Black Friday. But how will holiday shopping look during a pandemic and a recession? With me to talk about that is Sabrina Helm, an associate professor of retailing and consumer sciences at the University of Arizona. And Sabrina, it's probably safe to say this season will be vastly different than any other we've witnessed. What are you expecting to see this year?
Well, I am pretty certain it's going to look very different to what we are used to. Now, bear in mind that we've had certain trends evolving over a couple of years already that will now be, well, emphasized, let's say, by the pandemic conditions that we're still facing. Yeah? So we've seen that online sales over the Thanksgiving weekend have increased steadily over the last couple of years, and that is most likely to continue this year as well. Most likely on Black Friday and so forth, stores might be open, but with a lot of precautions. And so the typical experience that some shoppers have on Black Friday and what we, you know, see in the media, sometimes what happens in stores on Black Friday, most likely won't happen this year.
So you're not expecting to see like huge crowds of people, you know, waiting for a door to open and, you know, just rushing in and grabbing whatever they can off the shelf the very minute that the doors slide open.
A lot of retailers have already taken precautions that that won't happen. Yeah, so larger retailers have already announced that they will only let fewer shoppers into the store, like we've been, you know, gotten used to these past couple of months. Yeah, they may have to stand in line outside the store in order to be let in. There will be stores that have, you know, tickets where you can reserve a time slot, maybe online when you want to go shopping, so that social distancing measures can be in place in the stores. But I very much doubt that you will see crowds in stores. That would just be an image that no retailer wants to have portrayed about them right now. People need to be kept safe. That includes consumers, that includes the store associates, and I don't think any retailer wants to risk becoming the site of a super spreader event.
Well, you know, given what you just said, I wonder if, you know, and you reference it, that more and more people have been doing online shopping. Cyber Monday has become a much bigger thing over the last number of years. Do you anticipate that more and more and maybe even more people are just going to do their holiday shopping online this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have now morphed into Cyber November, right? we've had deals starting already in October. And a lot of retailers are spreading out their holiday sales across many weeks now, yeah, just to encourage consumers to start their holiday spending early, start it safely from home, so that we will not have these large crowds in stores. And so really, there's a lot of incentives for consumers to start shopping early, because that equates shopping more safely.
Are retailers spending more energy beefing up their online stocks in expectation that people will be more likely to shop from their homes online as opposed to going to a store in person?
Yeah, that's likely. I mean, again, also the retailers had the couple of last months to, you know, cope with the changed kind of consumer behavior and the difficulties that are faced in the supply chain and all that. Yeah. I mean, bearing in mind, if everybody goes shopping online, that also has its own difficulties, right? So the supply chain needs to be prepared for that. The delivery options need to be in place for that. So also for consumers, that's important to keep in mind. The shopping early also means that you're more likely to actually get what you want, because there will probably be stockouts. There will be shortages. Not everybody is probably going to get the great deals that they would, as in every year, right? So
right.
Now that can also actually happen online.
I guess we have to also talk about the fact that the economy is not fantastic right now, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are struggling financially. What are the expectations in terms of the amount that people will be able to and will choose to spend on the holidays this year?
Yeah, as always this year, there's so many contradicting kinds of trends, right? Of course, there's a lot of financial hardship. There's a lot of economic uncertainty, even among those who still have their jobs, right? I mean, you just don't know how this is going to proceed. So there is indeed all that economic uncertainty, which usually means that people are more hesitant to, you know, spend a lot. But then there's also some other trends. Many of us crave some sense of normalcy and, you know, preparing for the holidays and spending on your loved ones and all that, and picking the right gifts and all that. It's all part of having summer sense of normalcy. A lot of consumers haven't spent all that much this year because maybe they didn't go on vacation, they, you know, have to stay at home a lot, and so maybe they haven't spent as much as they usually do, so now feel like this is the time where they can spend on themselves or on others. So there's all these different kinds of signals that you could pick up in terms of how consumer behavior might be different in this particular season. And if you add all of that up, probably you come to the conclusion that, well, maybe what we're going to see happening this year is pretty much what we saw happening last year, just no increased spending.
So I want to ask you about travel to families. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, we're hearing the advice now to try to avoid traveling to family for Thanksgiving, given the fact that a lot of people probably won't be able to or won't feel comfortable traveling to see family around the winter holidays as well. Does that only encourage people to shop online more because you can just ship it directly where it's going as opposed to having to, you know, carry it yourself, especially if you're not going there?
Yeah, I think that's very important as a consideration. So how can retailers really facilitate online gifting in a potentially better way than we've been used to? Because I do think that that's a sort of convenience that probably a lot of consumers will be looking for. Not only can I pick out the gift online, I can have it wrapped nicely and safely, and I can have it sent to where it needs to go.
All right. That is Sabrina Helm, Associate Professor of Retailing and Consumer Sciences at the University of Arizona. Sabrina, really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.